First, let's now quickly be mindful of lines. Here, although it is likely that there are a few lines or multiple intelligences that you mostly identify with, the whole point of lines is that most of us have some sort of capacity, however lowly developed, for every intelligence. So here, we want to practice integral mindfulness in a quick succession of each one. Now, if in this process you spot one or two or three that really stand out for you, that's fine, and you can, in subsequent practice sessions, focus on those. But for now, just let your mind run over all of them briefly. So I'm going to mention the name of a line, give a few major characteristics, and I'd like you to focus on whatever thoughts or feelings come up when I do. Let those thoughts and feelings arise and hold them in mind. Look at them from all directions. Really videotape it. And then especially ask, where in the body is this located? Head, heart, gut. What does it look like? And what does it feel like? When you practice this on your own, you can spend more time on each line than we will now and ask the full battery of mindfulness questions. But for now, just a quick run through. Okay, cognitive, be aware of awareness itself. Notice awareness itself. Just take a few seconds to rest in awareness. See it as an object and ask your questions. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Where is it located? Emotional intelligence. Simply get a sense of what you are feeling right now. What emotions are arising? Excitement, joy, confusion, boredom, happiness, anxiety, sadness, delight. Take a few seconds and really see and feel your feelings as objects. Interpersonal intelligence. Very simply, right now, just look within. Introspect. You should be doing that anyway. Just look at what you're feeling, thinking, hoping, wishing, wanting, needing, desiring. Be aware of your interiors. See your interiors as an object and hold that awareness. What do they look like, feel like, and so on. Somatic. Directly and immediately feel your body. Just your overall body. It's often implicitly part of your subjective self. Now make it an object. Look at it, feel it, see it. Moral. Remember the last time you were faced with a moral dilemma. What is the right thing to do? Picture both the wrong thing to do, and then picture the right thing to do, and then hold that feeling of rightness in your awareness. See it as an object. Just what does it look like? What does it feel like, this doing the right thing? Spiritual intelligence. Think very carefully about what it is that is of ultimate concern to you. What is the single most important thing in the whole world to you? You might think of several. Your mate, your kids, your job, your money, your friends, your reputation, your health. But force yourself to choose just one. Then hold that item in mind and pay attention to the feeling of wanting it. Notice that ultimate wanting. See it as an object. What does it feel like, look like, where is it located? Willpower. Look at the seconds sweep hand of your watch or the seconds on a digital readout and hold your mind on that item as it clicks along for 15 seconds. All the while, feel the power of your mind holding on to those seconds readouts as they occur. Notice your capacity to hold attention on that single area without losing track. Feel that mental strength. Look at it closely as an object, what it feels like, what it looks like, this thing called will. And finally, the self line. Simply feel, right now, your own self-contraction, that tiny interior tension that you associate with your separate self-sense. Recognize it's not a thing, but a process of subtly contracting your awareness. Be aware of that contraction, that feeling of separate self. Hold that subtle tension in your mind. Videotape it with awareness. See it as an object. Now, while you are doing that, while you're being aware of the self-contraction, bring this lines awareness section to an end by noticing that which is being aware of the self-contraction. That is, be aware of the witness of your I or your me. That witness is what Ramana Maharshi called the I-I, the I-I, because it is the pure seeing I, looking at the object self or I, the pure seer, the real self, the true subject, and not the little finite ego subject that in fact can be seen as an object, and thus isn't even a real subject, a real self. The witness, that I, which was just aware of each of your multiple intelligences, or was aware of each level of your hidden maps, is indeed your original face, your true seer, your real self, that is indeed directly one with spirit, one with pure consciousness, or pure infinite awareness, which is one and the same in all sentient beings. This is your big mind, your real self, the pure observing self, the true witness. Rest briefly in that pure witnessing awareness, that pure and simple feeling of I am-ness, right here, right now. And remember, it's not something that itself can be seen. If you see anything, that's just another object. Rather, the witness is the vast, pure, open, empty clearing or space in which all objects and subjects are arising now, moment to moment to moment. The clearing my voice is arising in, the clearing the clouds are arising in, the clearing the buildings are arising in, the clearing this room is arising in. That clearing is infinite spaciousness, pure open emptiness, your one and only true self and real condition. Rest in that vast, open, clear, still, silent spaciousness, your timeless and eternal and real being. Now, that witness, although itself without qualities or characteristics of any type, it is radically unlimited, unborn, undying, unqualifiable, that witness looks at the world to whatever form is present to it. That means the witness will look at the world through whatever level the conventional self is at, the hidden map that it will use. And it looks through the particular line that is active. And it looks through whatever state is arising. And it looks through whatever quadrant is being active. And it looks through whatever type is present. This is what Patanjali, founder of yoga, meant when he said that ignorance of ultimate reality is due to, quote, the identification of the seer with the instruments of seeing. That is, we identify our real self, our true seer, the pure witness, with whatever quadrant, level, line, state, or type is present. The system allows us to see each of these elements and be aware of their existence, be conscious of them for the first time, thus releasing them from items we were identified with as our subject or self, that is, items we were identifying our true self with, turning them into mere objects of awareness, seeing these subjects as objects, thus disidentifying with those objects, and resting as our true, timeless, unborn, and undying real self. In other words, it allows us to escape from any particular identification with the aqua matrix. When we are identified with the aqua matrix and don't know it, then we reduce our infinite and eternal self to a mere finite, temporal, spatial object, thus opening it to fragmentation, brokenness, torment, and torture, and missing our real and true identity. When thus exclusively identified with components of the aqua matrix, that aqua framework becomes the floor plan of the prison we are enslaved in, a map of our mistaken identity, a pointer to the items causing our pain and suffering in a manifest world. On the other hand, when we see all the various dimensions of the aqua matrix, we become conscious of them. We turn those subjective identities into objects of awareness, objects of our true self, the pure witness. Thus, just like Neo in the Matrix, when we are in the Matrix and don't know it, it's our prison, giving us a reality that is really illusory. But when we escape the Matrix, when we see it from the outside as an object, we become radically free of it. We achieve the great liberation and enlightenment or awakening to who and what we really are. And then, for the final and concluding step, once we are aware of all the dimensions of the aqua matrix, we can move to an identity with all of it. Emptiness and form become one, the traditional definition of enlightenment. The world of form is the aqua matrix itself. The matrix or framework represents the entire world of form. It's a supermap of all the dimensions and perspectives available to us in the manifest world. And thus, as such, it is seen as a perfect manifestation of pure spirit. All of its components become ornaments of spirit itself. We achieve a true unity consciousness because we know all the otherwise hidden dimensions of the world of form, and thus can consciously include them in our unity awareness. Being at the integral level of development, for example, we transcend and include all the previous levels of development. We literally include them all in our being. Whereas if we were at, say, amber, and we achieved unity consciousness, we would only be one with all the levels up to amber. Over amber's head, and that's not available to awareness, are the entire orange, green, and integral worlds. They could not be included in our unity consciousness because they aren't in our consciousness at all, in any fashion. And you can't become one with something you don't know exists. So the aqua matrix is very much like the Eastern notion of Maya. Maya means the creative magic by which ultimate spirit creates the entire world and everything in it. If all you see is the world of Maya, all you see are all the different things and events in the world, and you don't see the ultimate oneness of all of them, you don't see spirit behind all of them, then Maya becomes the world of pure illusion, which is usually how the word Maya is translated, as illusion. But if you see that it's actually spirit in action, that all of it together is spirit itself, then the entire world becomes an ornament of spirit itself. The entire world becomes spirit itself. And thus Maya is seen as the realm of spirit's own manifestation and something you become one with in unity consciousness. So Maya seen apart from spirit is illusion. Maya seen as spirit is part of ultimate reality. The same is true of the aqua matrix. Most people can't even start to be aware of it, to see it as an object, and thus break its spell, because they have no idea of what its actual dimensions are. They are unaware of quadrants. They are definitely unaware of levels and hidden maps. They are usually unaware of lines. They are almost certainly consciously unaware of all the states and of most types. They remain unconsciously identified with all of these. Their small, finite, conventional self or subject is identified with some components of each of these dimensions, but they don't know about it, just as they don't know about the rules of grammar they are currently following right now. Once you become aware of all the dimensions of the aqua matrix, once you can see them as object, you stop identifying with them as subject. You stop identifying your true witness or pure seer with those objects that in fact can be seen. You break out of the prison of the aqua matrix and stand free, no longer its victim, but its witness. And that is what we are doing right now, revealing all of the elements of the aqua matrix so we can see them as objects in awareness and stop unknowingly using them as subjects or things through which to see and interpret and experience the world. And when that happens, we come free to identify with all of them. When we identify our emptiness, our pure, unqualifiable witness with the entire world of form, we now have a much fuller picture of what that world of form is. The world of form is the aqua matrix, which, so long as we were unaware of it, was our prison, our maya, our illusory world, a case of mistaken identity of our true self with some small, finite, puny little subject or egoic self unknowingly bound to the elements of the aqua matrix, lost in the hidden maps, governing our lives without us even knowing it. But seeing the aqua matrix and all of its components as objects, as we just did with levels and with lines and outlined with states, and we'll do so with quadrants in a moment, we become free of any of them specifically. They are now all objects, all forms in our awareness. And thus in unity consciousness, when we become one with all form, we will become one with all of the form in the aqua matrix. We will realize that we are using a particular level. We will know we are activating a particular line. We will recognize the state we are in. We will spot what quadrant an idea is coming from. This will allow us to identify with the highest, the most complete, the most whole, the most inclusive, the most evolved, the most embracing, the most loving and caring and transparent of all the dimensions of the manifest world, in the entire world of form, in the entire aqua matrix. All of those will be held in our awareness, held as objects in our true subject, our real seer, our true self, and thus seen as ornaments of spirit, manifestations of spirit itself, manifestations of our own I am-ness, the pure union of profound emptiness with the most and fullest form available, a true and genuine great perfection, top to bottom.